Smell You Later, your favorite podcast about scent and smells.
I got some of the cutest DMs this week.
You did. You really did.
From men.
From men.
And yeah, it wasn't like, they weren't like sliding into my DMs. Feel free to though. apparently boys are listening to this podcast.
I love it.
I'm so sorry.
Boys, you need to know about smells.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all could all do better. Well, the men are liking the show.
The men are smelling.
Great.
The men can smell. Who knew?
Who knew? Yeah, you could have fooled us.
Could have fooled us. I went to Sephora this week. I was just in the city and I walked past a Sephora. I was like, I'll just take a little look around.
I love when you do this and when I start to see your story and I'm like, oh, she came to create content today. Please go on.
I actually didn't, but there was content to be made.
Yeah, she had some shit to say. Yes.
Well, so obviously I make my way to the fragrance section just to see what's there. And I'm smelling some of their Hermes stuff. And then right next to me, this dude, he looked like he was like a backpacker. He had just like a huge parka, a huge, like one of those backpacks that's like for the army, a lot of gear.
Yeah.
And then he picks up a bottle of YSL Y-Man and he goes,
okay.
Me and then another man actually just moved away from him slowly. I was like, what is he doing? And then he just spun around like in the spray zone. And then he's muttering to himself. And he's like, that's a nice smell. That's a really nice smell. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm just like coughing because it's like, we have spoke about this before, how we both detest Y-Man.
That smell is repugnant.
It is repugnant. Then he kind of just like goes off, just waddles off. And then three employees like huddle next to me and they're like, did you see him? He was over there. You gotta keep an eye on him. And like, did you think this man who is being extremely obvious is shoplifting?
Yeah, literally.
They were like, we need to watch him. And I was like, this man can't, like, he's the most obvious person. Like,
right.
Shoplifters don't do that.
Right. You should have told them that. Like, you should have been like,
I was like, as a former shoplifter.
As a former shoplifter, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that.
Keep a low profile. You but know like, I think he was just like a random dude.
Let the girl steal.
Let the girl steal.
The world's on fire. You know what I mean?
They did remove all the boxes though. Remember how you used to just pick a box of fragrance, bring it up to the counter and buy it? You have to ask somebody now if you want to purchase a fragrance.
Not if you take the tester, which we do not condone on this show.
We don't.
Don't steal. Pay your taxes. Call your mother.
But yeah, they didn't have a huge selection.
Sephora.
Like in general, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it depends on which one you go to.
Yeah, that's fair. This was like the Union Square one, which is pretty big. So I was surprised that there wasn't more.
Yeah. You and I, you know, always know what's coming. Mm-hmm. So there's like no point in us going into a Sephora unless we're just like trolling around.
I was just wasting time.
Exactly. Yeah. But sometimes it's fun to go in and just like see what's happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? See what they're putting on. I did. Never mind. but I do like to like troll back to the fragrance sections to see who's buying what they're promoting. Mm. And I feel like it has gotten a little better selection wise when we're talking about like mainstream, like Sephora.
Yeah.
Like it's gotten a little more exciting, but it's still not exciting the way that it wants.
It's clear that they're trying to get in on niche brands early and pump them up.
Yeah.
But like to what end?
Well, I genuinely think that Sephora saw what Ulta was doing with carrying D2C brands in store and how like valuable that was to the consumer and like this beauty landscape. And now they're like tripping over their dicks to do that. And like, they're not doing it as well, but I think they're trying to do that with fragrance too.
Yeah. They had a big replica display.
Yes.
They had a big ish Jo Malone display.
Okay.
They gave them a lot of shelf space.
Yeah.
This brand called Seven Virtues.
Oh yeah. That we, yeah.
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 And Ellis Brooklyn, which is interesting because Ellis Brooklyn is not a Sephora exclusive.
Uh-huh.
Normally they do that for their exclusives, but Ellis Brooklyn's in like Credo.
Well, Sephora, I'll see you in hell. Wait, I just saw something. What is that brand that's not Lilabo and it's not Replica, but it is in Sephora and it does start with Maison and they do candles and they all smell like nothing?
Maison Marie Louis.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
Maison Louis Marie or Maison Marie Louis. They have one scent that smells like Santal 33.
Yes.
And then they're just riding those coattails straight to hell.
Yeah. I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah. I feel like they're all vaguely skin scents.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just kind of like pleasant, inoffensive scents. I mean, like, I can't be too harsh. I've only smelled the one. But
yeah, I was in Sephora with a friend of mine on our lunch break because the Hudson Yards Mall is in the backyard of our office, and he was like, "I've got to show you this candle. I know you love scents, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Okay," and
you're like, "This."
Yeah, literally, he like drags me over and like whips out that candle, and I think that was the first time I'd like ever interacted with the brand. So I was like, "Right, what's all this then?" Mm-hmm. And I smell it, and I was like, "Okay, be polite." I was like, "Oh, that's nice," you know, me like get that shit away from me. But
it's made its way in the Instagram algorithm. Like I see it everywhere on my explore page.
I think it's just like branding that's no branding.
Yes,
you know.
Yep, it's the chic no branding branding. Uh-huh. Just like no makeup.
Can I say something? Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Two things.
What?
I did not need the second cold brew.
Okay.
I'm vibrating, but I had to stall because I was early.
Oh no.
So, anyways,
you could have come over. I'm just like doing my makeup.
I didn't know what the vibe was.
I saw this really funny TikTok this morning that now makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I'll just post it.
Okay.
But anyway, sorry I interrupted you.
No, it's fine. I have a question.
Okay.
Fleur released Missing Person.
Yes.
And then they were like, by the way, here's two more perfumes.
Yeah.
Have you smelled them?
Yes, I have them.
Me too.
I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it. And I keep seeing Missing Person as like, this is sold out. It's viral on TikTok and blah, blah, blah.
You can say anything sells out from the back end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's fair. Like, what if they only made like 1,000 units? You know, you never know.
I'm sure they just sold 1,000 units, then said it's sold out.
I mean, also, again, like Chriselle Lim, huge influencer.
True.
It's high marketing power, but I'll see like posted videos of people on TikTok describing the scent.
Yeah.
And like, no one has described the scent. They're just like, it's so good. This is the best thing I've ever, it's my favorite thing. I was like, literally no one has described the scent.
Right. But what does it smell like?
Exactly. I'm like, what does it smell like?
I busted into the other two and they're good.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're fine.
I like Floria more than Lost Cause.
It's funny. I like Lost Cause more than Floria. But it's, Floria is so floral that.
Yes. I noticed something about how people market perfumes as the X for people who don't like X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that's like, what they do with Floria.
Yeah. And for Floria, it's for the white floral scent for people who don't like white floral scent. And part of me is like, just let people not like it.
That's true. Also, or like, let people make up their minds.
Yeah. And like, I'll.
I don't like white floral. So I was like, all right, like, pull up.
I do like white florals.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand why you would. Like, what if I was like, okay, like, I hate eating Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, I just made these Brussels sprouts. You're going to love them. Like, but I already told you I don't like them.
Right.
And like, no, but the way I make them, you'll like them. I don't know. It just reads as really like not it to me.
Yeah.
Like you're force feeding a baby.
I worked for someone one time that really loved to position products. Like instead of concealers that do this, ours does this. And then someone in marketing was just like, instead of talking about like what the product doesn't do, why don't we just talk about what it does do?
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, you know what I mean? So it's like, you're right. It's like, don't waste your time telling me what it's not.
I feel like that marketing tactic is for people who subconsciously look down on the thing they're trying to market.
Absolutely.
No offense to Fleur.
Yeah.
I love the brand, but like that fragrance, Floria, is just pure white fucking florals. Mm-hmm. So it's actually, if you wish to antagonize someone who doesn't like white florals, it is perfect for that. So it's a beautiful scent.
Yeah.
Very white florally, very tropical. There's like a little hint of that like suntan lotion thing going on.
Do you think so?
A tiny, tiny bit.
Okay.
And it smells really nice on the dry down.
Yeah.
It does have that super nectary dewiness of white florals that maybe, I don't know what it is that people who don't like white florals don't like about it. So I can't say, but
what struck me is
the noseful.
Yeah. What struck me is interesting about both of the new Fleur scents is that Fleur is doing a really good job of not gendering anything and also not marketing them as like ungendered. They're just like, here are the scents, do what you want with it. Love that. And this is the thing about me. Like, I love to bitch about the gendering of it all until I do get a scent that's ungendered and does it right. And then the first thing I do is gender it. You know what I mean? So it's like, maybe I'm the problem. But
there are, it's just like in our brains, like what is conventionally considered masculine, what's conventionally considered feminine.
Right, right. These, to me, it surprises me that they're both, to me, they lean a little masculine.
Really?
Especially Lost Cause.
Lost Cause, yes.
This is what I'll say. I like Lost Cause. I just don't prefer it on me. It smells like a really fresh boy.
Yeah. It smells like the early, like, body splashes of yore a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, but done well.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been the best smelling drugstore body wash.
Yeah.
Of the early aughts.
You're right. You're right. Because yeah, it is, like,
fresh, clean,
wet, musky, yeah, like, mm-hmm, sort of neroli vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess all that to say, do like it. It's just very different from what I anticipated in a way that is not bad.
Mm. It's not bad, but is it good?
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that to say, though, I mean, that being said, I did recommend Missing Person to two people this week.
And did they love it? Did they buy it?
I don't think they've gotten a hold of it yet because it's still sold out. I should just give my bottle to
them. I do know that Missing Person is the type of scent that that a lot of people would love.
Yeah.
Because they just were both judging, like, by my market research,
right,
of things that the girls love,
right,
they will love that scent.
The girlies of all genders.
Yes, all girls of all genders would love that scent.
Because I said, like, you know, musk is not my thing, but if it's yours, yeah, which it was, I think it's a really nice musk. So
I don't know. I'm, like, forgetting now, but I feel like they really leaned on the whole skin scent of it all,
yeah,
and the musk of it all. Yeah. But I get, like, a lot of florals from that one.
I get a lot of musks, but,
like, musky florals, but still, yeah, like,
yeah. Well, this is about our floor segment.
Yeah, that's fine. Sorry, Fleur.
I am interested that they put out Missing Person and then they were literally like, okay, here are two more at the same,
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it felt a little awkward.
Like, what are we doing?
I don't.
You want to cascade these out? Because they're sort
of
just.
I think they were trying to do something and I don't know what it was.
Neither do I. And, like, I feel like the launch sort of cannibalized itself. You,
yes,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. When you're trying to bring a brand back, mm-hmm, and then reestablish it, like, in the market and do it well, frankly.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Give them some room to breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the Missing Persons push was really strong.
Yeah.
And then the two were, like, afterthoughts.
Uh-huh.
It was really, it's a bit odd. I do wonder if they're going to bring back the older scents. Like Hanami.
I feel like the two that they kept and rebranded will probably be the only two.
Oh. I think Hanami and
Sandara. Sandara is there.
Yes.
I can't speak to the other one, though.
I think it.
Is it Hanami?
Hanami.
Okay.
It's like the cherry blossom one. Mm. But I believe those two were, like, some of the more popular ones.
Sure, sure.
I still have the OG bottles of those.
I have the old component of Sandara, and I really want to break it back out because it's so good.
It is good. Yeah. I smelled it on Fran, and I was like, what is that?
I know, same. I was like, bitch, what is this?
Yeah.
Fran, co-star of the podcast.
Yes.
I'm going to say right now, I'm going to have to pee during That's this episode. Fine. I'm so sorry.
We're allowed.
It's
our podcast.
I'm dehydrated as fuck.
Why?
No, nothing. Just stupid shit. Yesterday, like, I wasn't very good to my body yesterday, not in the usual ways.
Okay.
But I woke up, so I took yesterday off.
Okay.
Because I'm a fun young girl.
Yes.
And.
Because you deserve it.
I deserve it. I went and got my hair cut from a new barber that I'm obsessed with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does she know your name this time?
It's a guy, unfortunately, and he does know my name.
Okay,
shockingly.
Wow.
I know, so it's already a step up. And then I worked out. I went shopping, and then my friend Doug's in town, who's mm-hmm. JoJo's photographer, so we got some beers. And, like, I just kept thinking I was going to eat something.
Oh, no.
I never did. I had, like, three little pieces of calamari. So, like, I worked out, had a little protein shake, had, like, three pieces of calamari with Doug, and also, like, 84 beers. And I got home at, like, 5 and tidied my place up a bit, and I was like, I got to eat something. And then I just, like, got distracted and, like, showered and went to dinner. And by the time I got to it, it was like 9, and I was like, I'm going to die. And so I wasn't eating, nor was I, like, drinking anything except, like,
oof,
you know. So anyway, I woke up this morning just, like, hot, dehydrated, hungry.
A day when you forget to drink water is not a good day.
Yeah, I'm a huge water drinker too.
Me too. Usually when I'm out and about,
yeah,
I'm not drinking water. I bought, like, a stupidly expensive water bottle bag,
yeah,
in an effort to make myself, it's like a financial, I, like, findomed myself into,
no,
like, drinking water. I was like, I'm gonna spend a stupid amount of money on this Kara crystal encrusted water bottle.
I knew it was Kara.
Yes,
that's so funny,
because that means I'll drink more water. Surprise, bitch, never wear it.
I got food in Williamsburg for this, and the first thing I did was just, like, chug a carafe of water, and I was like, okay, she's back.
Where did you go?
Hole in the Wall.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, their food's really good.
I wasn't sure what the vibe was. I was going to ask if you wanted to get food, but I felt like you were tied up, but you weren't.
Oh, no.
So now I feel like a clown.
I was doing a Pilates. God, That shit is hard.
I love Pilates, dude.
It's just like your own body weight. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why am I so heavy and weak?
Yeah. Yeah. There is nothing that will humble you like God. A body weight workout.
Seriously. I'm like trying to get abs because you just need them for some reason, I guess.
Yeah. And
I'm doing all these ab workouts and just like my lower back kills me so much afterwards because I'm just not doing it correctly.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like been huddled over like an old crone with my lower back problems.
Pilates will get you together.
Yeah. And it's all these girls on the YouTube who are ballet dancers. So mm-hmm. they're all super limber. They're all Australian for some reason. I'm just being like berated in a soft Australian, not berated, like encouraged in a passive aggressive, soft female Australian voice.
I love that. YouTube Pilates. This
YouTube is good. Pilates. Yeah, I couldn't do like, I feel like the American Pilates vloggers are like really chatty the whole time. Mm. And they're always like, you're doing great. You can do it. And I'm just like, shut up.
Yeah, it's like, shut up,
just
sis.
Do the moves.
Right. Right.
Don't tell me what I'm doing.
Yeah, don't encourage me.
Don't encourage me.
I'm too busy using negative self-talk to hear you.
Exactly. So yeah, that was just me struggling on my floor.
I love that. Abs for summer. Yeah. Let's roll. I'm going to get out of the way now. I'm sorry.
Okay, go pee, go pee.
I'm sorry. This is going to happen.
It's just you and me, guys, while Tynan is peeing. I don't know. What secrets do I have about Tynan that I can disclose? Probably nothing if we want to remain friends, but...
Sorry.
That's okay.
I feel like there was one more thing I had to tell you. It'll come to me.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Zabel, I'm so glad you asked. And it's funny because I smell like something that you have spoke about this week.
Ooh.
I am wearing Hermes H24.
My favorite scent of a man.
Really?
It is.
Really?
It is my favorite for men's fragrance.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well... Yes. It's like I haven't experienced a ton of just like marketed towards men fragrances.
Yeah.
But this one is the winner.
Yeah. So I was introduced to it a few weeks ago and I was just like, now hold on. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice. So it's a metallic fragrance.
Yeah. It has like a minerally quality to it.
Right. And all that they give you are like metallic notes, clary sage, narcissus, and rosewood. Mm-hmm. And it does smell metallic in the way that a lot of perfumes smell metallic, but not, it's like metal and earthy, bright, herbaceous vibes. It doesn't smell like a handgun, you know? It's really nice. And it's like, it hits me different all day long, which I kind of like.
Yes. It's like very amorphous.
Exactly. It's very amorphous. Sometimes it's more green. Sometimes yeah. it's more like chrome. Sometimes it's a little sweeter. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's almost like antiseptic or
a little,
or
yeah.
Aldehydic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It just like bounces around. I don't know. I like it a lot.
It's so good. I remember our Luca Turin episode. He was like raving about it.
What?
Yeah. He was just like, this new Hermes H24 scent is like... everything that like people are doing right in fragrance.
I had COVID. Yeah. I don't remember that, but now that you say that I do. Yeah, it's nice. And I always say like, oh, I wish I could smell this on someone else. Well, I have, and it's sort of like just as good. I almost prefer it more on someone else than me because I think on me it's a little sweeter, or that's what I just pick up on. Mm-hmm. Another metallic scent that I really like is Metallique from Tom Ford.
Oh,
it's funny because that is like the Tynan version of a metallic scent because it's just one sort of big vanilla bomb that with like a steely shell.
Yeah.
It is metallic, but within it, it's really warm and plush and supple and very sweet. Yeah. This is like, it's almost like the fougere version of a metallic.
Yes.
Like sweet, bright green. And yeah, I like you said amorphous because that's very much what it is.
Yeah.
And it's not like oppressively masculine either.
Exactly. I think that's what I feel like it's like an unburdened masculine.
Exactly.
It's a scent for men unburdened by masculinity.
Exactly. This fragrance has gone to therapy.
Yeah. This fragrance knows its love language.
Exactly. Wait, what is your love language?
Wait, the one that I like.
Both. Who cares?
Okay. I feel like my love language for other people is acts of service and gift giving.
Okay.
And the love language I respond to is, what are compliments?
Words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
What are compliments?
What are compliments?
Name of the episode.
What are compliments? Yeah, I feel like words of affirmation. And I don't know if this is a love language, but like people who follow through on what they say.
Yeah.
Because like so many, I feel like everybody I've like dated or gone on dates with, and they're like expressing an interest in me, they're always just like, oh, I'd love to do this with you, or I'd love to like do this, or like if you like this, we can do this thing you like, and they never follow through with it.
Flops.
So I'm always just like, okay, you can waste your own breath saying all this shit to me, but that's not going to give you points.
Right.
You following through on that shit gets you points.
Right.
And then they're just like, I don't get why she doesn't like me. Like, I said all the things. And I'm like, yes, you fucking idiot. You, you fucking loot. I'm sorry. I can't tell you how to do your job. You had one fucking job, and that's to do the thing that you promised me. And you made that job, and you didn't even do it. I'm getting mad again.
I see I have opened a can here. Mine is definitely giving and receiving. It's definitely touch.
Mm, touch.
Not PDA vibes, but like I'm a big like
touch
person. And also I think words of affirmation. Mm. Wait. Yes. Yeah. It's not gifts.
Wait, what?
It's not gifts for me.
Oh, okay.
And
people giving me gifts stress me out.
Yeah, same.
Because
I can't even take a compliment.
The compliments are great. I love that. But like gifts, I feel like there's so much expectation. Mm. And like, because they've done this thoughtful thing, if you don't react the way they expect, they're going to be like crushed.
Yeah.
And I don't have a poker face. So if I don't like the
thing, know.
We're going to fucking know. And I'm like, and like, I always appreciate the gesture, but it's like, sorry, I don't want this dumb thing.
Also, we're the kind of people that are impossible to buy for.
I know.
I'm like, just save us both the trouble.
That's not true, actually.
Really?
Well, famously. Okay, so.
I don't know where this is going.
Famously. Not famously. Privately. In the past, I had like one long-term relationship where this person was like very much so a gift giver and would always like kind of get it wrong. He would like basically give me the things that he wanted.
Oh, sure.
And I would be appreciative, but I was like, sure. And then for Christmas I think it was Christmas one year, I got him a PlayStation 4. It was like the newest one on the market. Mm-hmm. Just because I was like, oh, he's like a fun thing. Like you like, he wasn't like a gamer, but like he enjoyed playing video games from time to time. And I was like, oh, and this is a thing we can do together because I like playing video games from time to time. He opened the box and immediately like didn't even fucking pretend to like it and was like, oh, I really thought you were going to get me a MacBook. And okay, I was like sort of beginnery freelancing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what the fuck makes you think I can afford to buy you a brand new fucking MacBook? You who has a full-time job.
Even a PlayStation is a huge investment.
Yeah. They're, what was it? Like $400? Yeah. Like, yeah, it's not unattainable, but it's a chunk of change. And I was like, what? Also, you could have just said that if you wanted that.
Right.
And he was like, well, I've been saying how my computer's really old this whole time. I was like, that's a thing you get yourself.
Yeah, it sounds like
that's
a
not something
problem.
You get, like, that's not something your live-in girlfriend buys you.
Yeah.
That's something you fucking invest in for yourself.
Right.
And so I returned the PlayStation. I brought it to the UPS store around the corner. And the kid working the day after Christmas, he's like a young kid. And he was like, oh, did you get like a PlayStation like for Christmas? And you didn't. I was like, oh, I actually got it for my boyfriend and he didn't like it. And he like, his jaw dropped. And he was like, you were the best girlfriend ever.
That's so cute.
He's like, I would like, oh my God, if my girlfriend got this for me, like I would be insanely happy.
That's so funny.
And I was like, well, it's going back to Amazon. So yeah. And then my next relationship, scarred from that experience, I was like, let's not do gifts. Like,
ever.
Like, I was like, let's do experiences. Like, let's go out to a nice dinner. Like, let's go, I don't know, do something cool. And then knowing that I didn't like want gifts, he would still like get me gifts. And I was like, oh, fine.
Yeah.
And then I felt like an asshole because I was like, oh, I thought we were serious. And I didn't get you anything.
You're like, no, I meant it.
I know. I felt like such a dick.
God. I'm famously terrible at giving gifts.
Really?
Which is odd because I'm so good at everything. But
I don't think that's true.
I either know the perfect thing or am fully clueless. Mm. And I only know the perfect thing like 25% of the time. So I'm just scrambling and panicking. Abolish holidays.
I also agree. Abolish holidays.
Except Valentine's Day.
Valentine's supremacy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe in Valentine's supremacy.
I just remember all the inane shit people say. So it's like, oh, I remember you liked this random flavor of Kit Kat. So I got you a wholesale box of them. Yeah, just random shit like that. You'll never know how intently I'm listening to you until the holidays or your birthday.
Sable. Yes,
that went off.
I know, sorry. Sable, what do you smell like today?
I smell so good.
I'm so mad I don't have this yet.
I smell like the new release from Ex Nihilo, Iris Porcelana. It is...
That's such a pretty name.
I know. You know what? That's gonna be my like fake name, my alias.
I like that.
When I check into hotels.
Your drag name.
Yeah. as the name implies, it is an iris scent. We love iris here.
We do.
On the pod.
Love iris.
But it's not... It's like an iris scent that's not iris forward, if that makes sense. It's actually super violety.
Hmm.
You and I are both not super into florals.
Yeah.
And this is a floral scent. Mm-hmm. But it's very... It's not like a bouquet when you spray it. It actually smells like a crisp sweetness, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I don't know. I just smell.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very musky, very irisy, a little bit powdery. I feel like I'm just in like a feathery cloud.
It does that thing I feel that both iris and violet can sometimes do where... It has this like wet sweetness that feels like a splash of water.
Yeah, it's very dewy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like very, even from the atomizer, I was like, this is very wet.
Yeah, it's a very dewy iris.
Huh.
I feel like a lot of iris is very earthy.
Yeah.
Like we're used to like an earthy iris.
Yeah.
But this is a very dewy iris.
It's really pretty.
It's super pretty. Whenever I get a new fragrance, what I normally do is I'll spray... If you know, because they don't come with blotters, I'll like spray it on like the inside of the lid of the cardboard box just to like let it sit there and then come back to it from time to time. So I sprayed the box with this. I like set it just like on my table. And then every time I walked past it, I was like, what is that delightful scent? Mm. And it just kept smelling so good for so long.
Yeah.
And it has this like glassy quality to it.
Yes.
There is this like crystalline kind of glassiness to it that is really unique and like very few scents that I've experienced have it, but it has that texture of glassiness, dewiness. It's almost like it has an iridescence to it that I love. And
I love that. That's such a way to put it.
And again, it's like here I go, eating my own words, like a floral. It doesn't smell like a floral, but like, yeah, it is a very multifaceted floral, like a crystal flower almost, I will say.
I love that.
And I like that.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. Iris Porcelana. I think it's out now.
I'm coming for you, Ex Nihilo. Sure. You can't hide.
Yeah. Their scents are so good. And so I'm always good. Just like, I like forget about them because they're very elusive. And then like, they'll send me something and be like, what is this amazing thing?
Right.
Yeah. But I think they're only direct. No.
They're in Bergdorf's.
They're in Bergdorf's. That's right.
Yeah.
But I don't know a lot of people who go to Bergdorf's.
Same. Fran. You can customize in Bergdorf's too.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
I have a custom scent from them.
Oh, that's right.
It's good. It's not like bespoke, but it's like you can choose from a couple different notes and accords.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
It is a really cool idea. And they mix it in front of you in like this cool machine.
Wild.
I guess also Lilabo does that too.
Who?
They write your name on it.
Yeah.
Which like... I guess it's good in case someone tries to steal your bottle of Tay Noir or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I walked past the Lilabo store yesterday in my neighborhood and I was going to walk in and then I had a cough in my hand and I was just like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah. God.
Like, truly, I was just like, I can't be bothered to juggle a coffee while I'm trying to like smell things in the store.
Yesterday, I was walking out of a store and I was like, had my protein shake in one hand plus my sunglasses plus I think a coffee and my phone. And then I was like, I'm gonna put my AirPods in.
Yeah.
So I'm just fully fucking juggling outside of Rockefeller Center and I drop my AirPod case on a grate.
Oh fuck.
Of course it busts open and I exclaim fuck on the street. And both my AirPods pop out, but the angels were watching over me and they just like prance across the concrete, not the grate. God, so I still have both of them. And I just saw it happen in slow motion. I was like, this is how it happens. Love this for me.
That's my fear. Like my big fear of getting AirPods was that I know I'm going to drop one down a grade or lose one, and then I'm going to feel so stupid. Right. Hasn't happened yet.
Hasn't happened yet.
Not
fingers crossed. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well. Do you hear that?
Do you hear?
My shitty transition. We are gathered here today to talk about fragrance and music.
Yes.
It's funny that it's taken us a year and a half to get here because music is such a... So stupid, but like music is such a big part of our lives, but it is.
Yeah, we talk about music all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I was on the stair machine on Wednesday working on...
Where I get my best ideas.
Yes. And
just picturing Tynan like pumping his arms.
Exactly. Like, pink sweatbands. I don't know what I was texting about, but... Oh, it was the Drake candles.
Oh, yeah.
Drake has a line of candles.
Yes.
Anyway. And...
He would.
One's called Williamsburg Sleepover, which I love.
What?
It's cute.
Drake, what?
And then, yeah, we just started talking about fragrance and music, not in the way that, like, celebrity brands, but the way that fragrance and perfume and scents show up within our favorite music.
Yeah.
And then my mind just started running away with itself. And here we are.
Just ran right off that Stairmaster.
Right off that Stairmaster. So we just wanted to, like, run through some of our favorite ways that scent
There's
has shown
up. There's a lot
up.
Of, yeah, like... mention of fragrance and scent in song. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is like pop, hip hop, rap. There's a, like, I didn't like, I, when you told, I was like, oh, that's such a great idea. Then I was like, I can't think of any of songs.
Me finally having a good idea.
Well, like, my immediate thought was Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, but that's not about scent.
But it's a reference.
Yeah. It's a reference. It's a. I remember reading in like a Riot Girl anthology book that like Kathleen Hanna as a joke wrote Kurt smells like Teen Spirit on a wall. And then that's somehow how that became that song title, which isn't even about that. But sure. I mean, every band has wacky placeholder titles that just stick sometimes.
I couldn't tell you what that song sounds like if I tried. But
you would know it if you heard it.
For sure.
Yeah. But that came to mind. And then that was it. I was like, what?
So, yeah, I don't know. I listen
to... The word perfume sometimes comes up in song a lot. Or like, the smell of her perfume. But like, never name dropped what the scent is.
So, I have a couple that show up in different ways. Mm-hmm. A lot of them... So, I think I listen to a little bit more like rap and R&B than you do.
A little.
And a lot of mine are that. Yeah. I walked in here 2 weeks ago and you fully have your Spotify country station playing.
I love country music,
which I did not know, and I know a lot about you, and I was like,
very few people, like, only like you and Kara know that I love country music,
and I was like, what's going on today?
I love Miranda Lambert.
What the fuck is going on in here on this day? And
I'm actually surprised that there isn't more mention of perfume names in country music, because country music, much like hip-hop and rap, are lyrically extremely specific. It's like poetic, the way to describe things, and also because they're like setting a time and a place and a scene and like bringing you into the thing that they're singing about.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, weird.
And it wasn't like gay crossover country. I walk in and like Casey.
Okay.
Like I walk in and it's fully like fucking, I don't know what it was. Like Chris Stapleton. I was like, what's good?
Yeah, I don't know. Contemporary country stars.
Yeehaw, ladies.
Yeah. I couldn't name a ton of people, but at the same time, it's just Spotify did this to me. They're like, oh, you like Casey Musgraves? Well, get ready. And then I was like, wait, all of this slaps. Because it's just all about how somebody wronged someone in a relationship and like very specific ways. So I feel like I'm getting gossip as I'm listening to it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
And then it's all about wrestling with the contradictory emotions of like missing someone who hurt you, but also like appreciating the good moments you have. I love country music. It's so nuanced.
Yeah, it's like the storytelling and the specificity.
I love a narrative in music, always.
Yeah. And the fact that they are okay with just airing you out.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Yeah. Same thing with rap.
Yeah.
They'll just name drop people roasting them. It's crazy.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I know this is obvious, but I couldn't do this show without bringing this up as the first one.
Yes.
Britney Spears has one of my favorite lines about fragrance in a song, but it's actually not this one. My first example is the song Perfume by Britney Spears.
Okay.
It's all about thinking that your lover is cheating on you, but not having any proof, but you know that you smell the other person's perfume on them.
Okay. So it's a song about perfume.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. And perfume is the signifier of infidelity, or even
it always is
the question.
And I feel like it's always I can smell her cheap perfume. I love you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bitch, you don't know if that's cheap or not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A lot of expensive perfume doesn't smell expensive, but
I like when you say that because it's so true.
It's
what did
true.
You say that about within the week?
I don't remember.
But
then also our whole episode on what does it mean to smell expensive? Mm-hmm. What does it mean?
Right.
What is cheap perfume?
On that same tip, sort of.
Yeah.
I think that New York City is moving away from Santal 33 and absolutely sprinting towards Baccarat Rouge.
Oh, 40. Yeah. I smell that a lot.
It's all that Hudson Yard smells like.
Yeah.
It's all that Hell's Kitchen smells like. Yeah. Fran and I, fifth name check of the episode, hello, Fran, were on our way to dinner or something, and he was like, someone just walked by wearing cloud. And I was like, it was Baccarat Rouge.
I smell a lot of Chanel Chance still.
I feel like Mademoiselle is the one that everyone's wearing.
They're kind of similar.
I prefer Chance. They are similar.
So it could be one or the other. I smell a lot of, what is it called? Some other designer fragrance that's really popular. I want to say Jean Paul Gaultier, the OG one, but I feel like so many fragrances have copied that.
Yeah.
That it could be anything. But the hot girl scent, which is funny because to me, I couldn't, if someone walked by me wearing that, I wouldn't be like, oh, I can smell the rose and the jasmine and the scent. I wouldn't know that. I would just be like, smells like girls.
Yeah.
Right. It just smells like a perfume scent. Mm-hmm. Like the smell of a store-bought perfume.
Right.
Which I feel like is what people are talking about when they're like, cheap perfume. Because it just smells like every other perfume.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Love that.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from, but that's okay.
Support it.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of designer fragrances, Flower Bomb gets a call out in a number of songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Iconic fragrance. Hello, Karen Esfig.
There's a Wale song.
Okay. I love this song.
Lotus Flower Bomb. Yeah.
So
Featuring Miguel.
I deeply love this song. I put it on the Stairmaster after I was texting you.
That was the impetus for this episode.
Yeah, it sort of was.
Yeah.
Lotus Flower Bomb is a great song. I think it's called Lotus Flower Bomb, most likely for legal reasons, because it's a song clearly about Flower Bomb.
Yeah.
Miguel eats on it. They're both great.
There's another song by Diggy Simmons called Do It Like You, where Flower Bomb is mentioned.
Okay.
There's an Owl City song.
Please.
Called If My Heart Was a House.
That is such an Flower Owl City Bomb. Song name.
Yeah.
Now I have to listen to it.
I don't think you do.
Okay. Fair.
I think you can skip it. Okay. But yeah, it's just what is the lyric? If the sun rose up from the west, flower bomb perfume, all my clothes smell like you because your favorite shade is navy blue. So he's just saying words.
Yeah.
It's just words.
None of that makes any sense. And it's pop music. Who cares? But also those four lines.
It's
of those,
a collage of words.
Exactly. Yeah. None of those four lines hold hands in any way. It's just okay.
Okay. Do I listen? I feel like I've only listened to Owl City and the TikTok sounds made of that one song.
Oh, God.
Good for them. Speaking of Drake, Tuscan Leather.
Tuscan Leather. He can't talk about Drake without talking about Tuscan Leather.
Again, he would name drop a Tom Ford scent.
Yes.
Because Drake loves to name drop. Good for him. Williamsburg sleepover.
One of my favorite Drake lyrics of all time and no one remembers it. Fuck. Drake name drops Nars Orgasm.
Really?
Uh-huh. And one of his early songs called Fancy, which is also a pretty large song of his. But
yeah.
The line is just orgasm, blush, lipstick, and concealer. But I just love that he randomly cut. How was the shade orgasm blush in his peripheral?
He just looked up best-selling blush shade at Sephora.
Literally.
Is that the song where he's chilling with no makeup on, hair up, sweats on, something like that? He's like, that's, hope you don't mind.
But sweatpants,
like,
that's hair tie, chilling with no makeup on. That's the prettiest. I hope that you don't take it wrong. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, so NARS, orgasm blush, lipstick, and concealer. Mm-hmm. Concealer, Drake? Really?
Right.
Really, Drake? Not eyeliner, not mascara. You want your girl to feel ashamed of her flaws? Come on, man.
He is a color person, though, if he likes lipstick and blush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not like, I like girls who don't wear makeup.
We're wrong. That lyric is best I ever had, but
oh yeah,
same era.
Same era.
Drake's always been one of the girlies.
I kind of like Drake's music because it's so, he's so like, he has such like main character energy where it's like, you know, when a friend is telling you a story about like something annoying that happened to them, and then like throughout the telling, you realize that they're the problem.
Yes, I like, know that's that the Drake energy.
Yeah.
Drake is the one who goes to restaurants, posts the food, and tags the location.
Yeah.
He is that sort of like, he's always chasing clout.
He's a clout chaser, but that's, it works for him, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. Like, that's his, just own it, man. He owns it.
Yeah.
So I guess to chase clout, you got to name drop the products, the fits.
He also shouts out nail techs. He's always been like, he's a beauty
girl.
He
understands what is involved
in
the whole making. I respect that.
Drake Cosmetics coming soon.
Drake Beauty.
Drake Beauty. Soon.
It's just concealer. There is a mention of Calvin Klein Eternity in a Fall Out Boy song. Randomly.
What?
Randomly.
What? What's the lyric?
The song is Uma Thurman. It's not a good song. The lyric is the stench of summer, sex, and CK Eternity. Oh, hell yes.
What a line.
What? A lot.
I think some of Fall Out Boy's strongest music came from that era when like no one gave a shit anymore.
Yeah, that they made could some be points. True of a lot of those types of bands.
Yeah.
And then they get famous and you're like, what? Yeah, and then they're used like in all like the scene cuts in shows like The Hills.
Right. Right.
And The OC.
Another one, and I didn't know this because my pop culture frame of reference begins and ends with Baby One More Time. But one of our favorite fragrances that we talk about quite a bit on here on this show is Debaser by Dia Syndurga.
Yes.
And
that is a Pixies song.
Yeah, it's inspired by the song of the same name by the Pixies.
Yeah.
A band I've never heard.
I love the Pixies.
I'm sure you do.
I like the Pixies and I like the well, I feel like that was an era of 90s rock where like it's like a lot of the people in those bands were in each other's bands.
Oh.
So it's like the Pixies, Breeders. What was the other one? Anyway. That's just me talking out of my ass, but Debaser. I remember reading the description of like the inspiration for that scent, and it was that David Maltz. Yeah, Maltz. I was like, what is his last name? David Maltz, the co-founder of Dia Syndurga. He went to music summer camp, and when like everyone's like learning how to play rock music, it's like the smell of the grass and just like the freedom and the rebellion and like smoking weed like in the woods. Which is funny because I'm like, I don't get that at all, but...
I get grass.
I get green because it's super figgy and it's sweet and it has that round texture. But I get a fuck ton of compliments every time I wear that.
Oh my God, Debaser is so good. Every time we talk about it, I say, I wish I was wearing it right now. I want to wear it out tonight. I'm going to wear the new flower bomb out tonight because I want to smell like a slut. But I always wish I was wearing Debaser. It's so good. Also, if you look closely, not even closely, if you just like look at Dia Syndurga, like rock and roll influences all over that brand by their own admission.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're like founded by a musician, so that tracks.
Right.
Yeah. It's so funny. I remember seeing they posted that their newest bistro water scent that I was wearing last episode is, you know, inspired by the restaurant scene in New York. And then there's that bad vegan documentary on Netflix about this one like really hot vegan restaurant, raw food restaurant that was like popular in the early 2000s. And David was a waiter at that restaurant.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, so like it makes sense that this is a super green scent because you worked at like a raw food vegan restaurant.
Right.
Yeah. Because I was just like, I don't know what kind of food you're eating, but food is other colors too.
I still have to wear that. It's still in my bag.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's a good one.
Another one. Pivoting back to country music, one of the most iconic kiss-off anthems of my lifetime is Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats.
Of course.
And the line, right now, he's probably debbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo.
Ooh.
She said that.
She did say that. It's a new way to say cheap cologne.
Yes, exactly.
Bathroom polo.
That does sting.
That does sting.
Because it's so loaded, too. It's like an insult. Yeah. It's like not an insult, but it's such an insult.
Oh, no. It's 100% an insult. Mm-hmm. Also, I do remember like going to types of clubs that have like fragrance in the bathroom and like a bathroom attendant.
Yeah.
And there is always a bottle of some like knockoff polo in there.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So specific.
I know. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie.
Queen Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. She's done well for herself.
Yeah.
Well, there's the song Love Potion Number 9, which isn't about perfume, but then there's a Penhaligon's fragrance called Love Potion Number 9.
Wait, who's that song by?
It's like one of those old ass doo-wop bands.
Okay.
That's an excellent question. The Seekers? The Searchers.
The Searchers.
Close. You were,
yeah.
It was a synonym.
Yes. Yes.
Penhaligon's, storied British, allegedly the official fragrance of the royals.
Mm.
They just like deliver them fragrance at the Buckingham Palace.
What?
Yeah, something like that.
I want someone to, well, yeah, people do deliver us fragrances.
But they have a shit ton of fragrances, Penhaligon's. Yeah. I used to have some, but
I've never smelled any of their stuff.
They vary.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they just have dozens and dozens of fragrances, but they're fine.
Okay.
It's kind of like, the vibe is very like old money.
Ah.
So the scents never really veer from that brief.
Sure.
So much.
Sure.
So everything is kind of just very like fit for an oligarch.
Hate that, I think.
They're not bad. They're good. It's just like not the type of stuff that you'd necessarily find on like an Instagram flatlight or something.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
I feel like their clientele is like fucking Buckingham Palace. So it's like those types. People who don't go to stores to shop.
Yeah.
The stores come to them.
Imagine.
Mm-hmm. I like going to stores sometimes. Depending on the store.
Depending.
If it's like Zara or H&M, absolutely not.
Right. Every time I go into Zara, it's like a form of self-harm. Because like, they don't care if you live or die.
No, they don't. They don't. You could fucking tumble down the escalator and they will just
they would leave you there. Literally.
Yeah. I remember trying, like, I went to their Soho store once because I wanted to look at the beauty stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, the beauty space was very designed. Mm. It's like, everything is its own little carved space. But it was also where like the line for the cashier had to go through it.
Oh,
and there was like a long ass line. So it was just like, ugh.
Yeah, you're in everyone's way.
Yeah, you're just in everyone's way. I'm like, can I just look at, please? No, I'm not trying to cut you in line.
Right. I feel, this is a thing though. Like now that we have thought about it and talked about our favorites, I feel like I just need to keep a running list in my notes on my phone because I feel like there are so many obvious ones that we're missing because it's like, both perfume specifically and smell, you know, is, I think, all
there's,
over.
Yeah, there's definitely more of a mention of like just perfume in general.
Do you think?
I'm just like, yeah.
Okay.
Like if I feel like in a song, if someone mentions, because it's like, it's like a romantic accessory.
Mm-hmm.
When you remember someone by the smell of their perfume, or if you smell someone else's perfume on your man's shirt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, perfume, et cetera. Yeah, I mean, perfume in itself is so romantic and all music is about love anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe that's why most of the celebrities who release their own fragrances to much success are musicians, because it like makes sense to have a musician offering a fragrance. It's like a different form of art and poetry. Actresses, unless they're like super super A-list, they're usually spokes models,
right, the faces
for campaigns,
right,
with fragrances, but they don't often release their own fragrances.
Yeah. No, that's a good point, because many more pop stars than actresses do that.
And if they do, it's like Michelle Pfeiffer's Henry Rose, where
which
it's like
sucks.
A line that doesn't have their name behind it.
Right. Which I do think in its own way is cool.
Yeah, 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 totally. And then, but then there's like J-Lo, who releases a fragrance line under her name. So it's like J-Lo Glow. Or Billie Eilish. What is the name of her?
Eilish.
Okay. Yeah. But that does really well. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fragrance and music are tied together.
I know.
Yeah.
I guess it shouldn't be a big shock, but yeah. Maybe we can revisit this in like a year with like everything that we've clocked.
Yeah.
You know?
I do remember, again, mentioning Diaz and Durga. David had a band and they would make a record and then he would make little scents to go with each song.
That's cool.
To smell, which I thought was cool. Yeah. I'm like, I wonder who bought that. I think it was like kind of expensive.
So yeah.
I wonder how many people bought that.
That's really cool though.
It's a really cool idea.
You, maybe I shouldn't say this. You can cut this out if you want. You want to make a fragrance to go with your book launch.
I do.
Yeah, you need to.
I don't know how anything gets made. You know when they're always like, this influencer launched their own, like, how the fuck does that happen?
Well, I mean,
I also think that there are people who have massive followings,
yeah,
that get approached by incubators.
Totally. Yeah, they're always backed.
Yeah, nobody's approaching a former beauty editor / micro influencer like me to be like, let me put all this money behind
you. I don't think that's true. I think it's probably easier than you think.
Do we know any beauty editors that have launched their own?
No.
Person? I don't think I know anyone personally. Julie Schott, Starface.
Yep.
That's it.
You're right.
But even then, Julie Schott is not the face of Starface.
Right.
It's like a brand that she happened to found.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a Summer Fridays situation with Marianna Hewitt.
You're right.
Where like she is the face of the brand.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like thinking of my progress. I'm like circa 2023/ early 2024.
You could absolutely do it. I mean, it wouldn't have to be like the most gigantic run. It could be like, you know.
Yeah.
Limited. Start from there. You know.
We'll see.
It'll happen.
We shall see.
We've talked about this. The right stuff is going to come your way / our way at the right time. Exactly. I'm not worried about it. Worry about nothing.
Yes. Tell us what other fragrantical musical references that you find.
Yeah. Tell us your favorite. Yeah. References.
Because my brain is broke.
I think our lists are very strong.
Our lists are strong. Also, like even in Googling, like not a ton came up.
Right.
So.
Right.
More musicians should write songs about perfume.
I agree.
I think that's also true.
I agree.
I'm surprised like Ariana doesn't. Like she has so many fragrances. She didn't like drop a little lyric about.
She's too busy running about being horny.
I guess.
Who can blame her?
Yeah. Anyway, that was our episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Please leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
5 stars and a cute review.
A cute review.
Are you feeling chatty? Good.
We love it. And, yeah, if you find any more references that we didn't clock, please tell us because my musical tastes are only so wide. Follow us on Instagram. We're at smellylater.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck.
And until next time, we will
smell you later.